This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Now, I think we see another clean Mahomes game, kind of like we saw against Carolina. I think the defense answers the call from one Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he is the leader of that team in the locker room, and he wants a blowout. I think he gets it. I think the Chiefs win this game 31-6. I think Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes both become the franchise leaders in their respective categories of touchdown passes thrown, passing Lynn Dawson, and tight end catches caught for touchdowns, passing one Tony Gonzalez. They have the moment. Taylor Swift has a big smile with Britney, and they all love each other because it's Black Friday and the day after Thanksgiving. Also, I think that DeAndre Hopkins plays more than 60% of the offensive snaps still. No Trent McDuffie pick, but I think Chris Jones answers the Fesco call and breaks the sack. CJ95 breaks the streak with games without a sack, and the D-line finally gets back to more than just pressure. It is a revenge game on a Black Friday, where last year it was a blue Christmas.
Yeah, it really was. I think they're going to revenge that one because they're still mad about the Christmas Day game, which I totally, totally understand. Nathan, why don't you go next with your script?
Sure. I don't know if you guys recall on that blue Christmas, Aiden O'Connell was also the quarterback of the Raiders.
Correct.
He accounted for 62 passing yards that day.
He didn't complete a pass in quarters 2, 3, and 4.
That's right. I'm not really worried about if it's Jalen Watson or Nazee Johnson or, you know, whoever gets thrown out there.
Watson, yes!
62 yards is not going to get it done. Mm-hmm. We're leaving this game feeling better about the defense than we do now. I don't think you see a lot of DeAndre Hopkins. I do think Mahomes and Kelce connect for the first touchdown, and you don't see a lot of Kelce either. I think this game is out of reach pretty early. The second half is kind of ho-hum. Big focus on the running game, trying to get worthy design touches as well. I got Chiefs 26-9 this Friday.
All right. I like that. 26-9. All right. So this is the game we finally see the blowout. I am now convinced of this one. Because,
coming to my side.
Well, no, I don't need to see the blowout. Okay. I just think we're going to see the blowout. Just talking to some folks after the game on Sunday, I'm like, what was it like down there in that locker room? And, you know, I was like, oh, it was a little weird down there on Sunday after the game, right? I talked to somebody who told me it felt like a loss inside that locker room on Sunday. So I think this is the game where we see the blowout, because I think this is the game where they want it. It's the game. Fans and Mahomes, we get what we want going into the holiday season, right? A destruction of the Raiders. Our Black Friday purchase this year is a destruction of the Raiders. So after a quick three and out by Aiden O'Connell to start, the Chiefs get the offense going. Kelce and Mahomes hook up for two touchdowns. I'm going to give you two touchdowns on the day for Kelce and Mahomes. DeAndre Hopkins has another red zone score. The running game gets big games all afternoon and puts up close to 200 yards on the ground. The defense finally plays like they did last year in the beginning of this year. There will be multiple Raider turnovers. Chris Jones finally breaks the 7-week drought, gets his sack, and gets AOC to the ground a couple of times on Sunday as a whole unit. Chiefs win 35-3. Coupled with the Dolphins' loss on Thursday, they lock up a playoff berth for the 11th time in Andy's 12 seasons as the Chiefs head coach.